It's 20 past seven, and many of us have gone through airport security only to have something confiscated because of an innocent mistake. It might have been a bottle of liquid over 100 mils. You know, Bill's taken his Brute 33 and he's taken the king size one. He's taken the liter through because, yep. You know, God knows he goes through it.
Don't forget the Old Spice and the Californian poppies.
Very nice. And it might be a pair of nail scissors that he's forgotten to take out of the toiletry bag when he's having his mani-pedi. The list goes on. But it happened on a much larger scale for actor Russell Crowe yesterday when Virgin Australia refused to check in his children's hoverboards. Segway hoverboard things. They're the toy of the moment. If you've got some cash, because they're not cheap, a lot of these would have been in the Christmas stockings of the well-heeled over Christmas. Most of us can get over the fact that we might have an aerosol can or a bottle of water thrown in the bin by airport security. But it's a little harder if you've got a couple of hoverboards worth $800 or $1,000. So Russell vented his disgust on Twitter, saying, "Goodbye, Virgin, never again," pointing out, "Why didn't you let me know when I bought the ticket, not when I get to the airport, that we're not allowed to have these in the luggage?" So all major Australian airlines and most international carriers have banned this year's hot Christmas item from being taken on board planes because they contain lithium batteries. Virgin tweeted back to Russell that it was written in the fine print on his tickets and that they had, you know, put out messages through the media and so forth. Well, to find out what's what and what happens in this situation, what can you do if you turn up at the airport with your bags packed? Neil Hansford is the chairman of Strategic Aviation Solutions and he's on the line. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Well, I've clearly got a bit of sympathy for Russell in this situation. Am I Robinson Crusoe here or
Angela, I've got absolutely none. It's more about an indulgent father with custody of his kids trying to believe that he's different to everybody else. Lithium batteries are banned by most carriers from even carrying them as a freight, let alone putting them anywhere else that they're going to be a threat. Lithium batteries are of variable quality, and they are a major fire hazard.
Look, 100% agree. Neil, they shouldn't be on board. No one wants them there because of the risk. My point is, does the average person who buys one of these Segway hoverboard things, A, realise they've got lithium batteries in it, and two, put two and two together and realise you couldn't put it on an aeroplane? Now, when I went to buy one in the States, I actually thought to myself, hang on, I better check if I can get this home, and was told by the airline, no, I couldn't. But, you know, does everyone do that? Not necessarily. I don't think so.
It got enormous coverage when they were going to be the go item for Christmas. It was made very clear right then by Qantas, Virgin, and and most of the international carriers that they are not suitable for consigning as freight or as luggage. And either maybe Russell doesn't see television or he doesn't read papers, but surely his staff would, because you make a statement when you check in about dangerous goods and lithium batteries are included in it. Now, we've all seen our mobile phones catch a light. Yours gets hot, mine gets hot because of the heat coming off the battery. The trouble is that heat often becomes fire. And there was a question that a lot of these hoverboards were of questionable manufacture, not all the A grades, that the lithium batteries were of poor quality. And I'm afraid, you know, if you don't read and you sign things, you will always fall foul of the security systems that are there to keep all of us alive.
So tell me, in this situation, you know, it's all very well if we get told we've got an aerosol can that's got to go or a pair of scissors that's got to go in the bin. What are you supposed to do? You've packed your bags, you've got to the airport in the required time to get on the plane. There's no time to go home and put them somewhere safe. These items are valuable. They're worth a couple of grand. What are you supposed to do with them?
Rusty had a hire car who could have quite easily taken them.
Okay, yeah. Hollywood movie stars aside, what about everyday people? What are you supposed to do? If you have made a mistake, if you've made a genuine mistake, what are you supposed to do?
I would think this was an isolated case and there's thousands and thousands of Australians travelled over the Christmas period and I don't think anyone had the confrontation. But one of the things you could do is either leave it with the airline at their lost property and pick it up when you came back.
Neil, chances of it being there when you came back?
You get a receipt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and what's the other alternative?
Basically, you know, leave it there and have somebody else pick it up. Because, Angela, if it hadn't been Russell Crowe and his two darling children, none of us would be talking about this today, because a lot of people might have been in the same situation, but they took the trouble to find out, in the same way that you took the trouble to ring the airline because you were responsible, because there was a doubt in your mind that it was going to be a problem, so you did something about it.
Well, I once had my lightsabers confiscated, and they weren't real, so I know what to look. I know to look out for things.
Yeah, I just think that if it's a bit of a beat up, but it's and it just happened to come out around about the time of the Burgess wedding and Russell with the two boys playing Happy Daddies, and it's a slow news week. but in the end, lithium batteries are a curse, and it's just that the batteries in these things are so big and such a potential. Even when MH370 was lost, one of the early indications, there was a suggestion there was a lithium battery fire because there was 800 kilos of batteries that shouldn't have been on the plane. This is a real problem being treated in a proper way by airlines to keep you and I alive.
You say shouldn't have been on the plane. We should clarify, this is still at the discretion of the airlines, isn't it, the carriage of lithium batteries. Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know anyone that will take it, though.
Yeah. Now, just quickly...
Basically, look, we've got the toughest regulator in the world here at CASA, and it doesn't take many phone calls between the carrier's security and CASA to say, this is a threat, unilaterally, we're going to not carry these because the potential risk of lithium batteries is proven.
Lithium batteries are lithium-ion batteries, and I know I've got a lot of power tools. They're very good, so we're not going to see the end of them anytime soon. We know how gadget-conscious this world is. Technology's getting on. Ange makes a good point. There are a lot of people that are not too confident in the lost property sections of airports and airlines. So maybe Neil, playing devil's advocate, the airline here could specify an area of lost property and make that a little more secure, so that in future, with all this gadgetry and perhaps there are future problems that we haven't seen yet, they can have a bit more of a secure storage place for people in these situations.
Well, that's also a responsibility for the airport as well, because they're in the best position because they control the real estate. But these ones were particularly significant because they are so big. Mm. It is a big battery. So, look, aircraft, there was a major problem of fires in aircraft batteries when they went over to lithium.
Yeah.
I've lived through the situation of when we converted to lithium batteries, and even with all the expertise of Boeing, you'll recall some of the early days of the 7878, there was fires in Japan caused by the lithium batteries.
Mm. Well, Neil, I think we do have to thank Russell for something, and that is for bringing it to the attention of anyone else who had missed the memo, because truly, not everyone does read the papers, particularly in the weeks leading up to Christmas and so forth, and there will have been other people who have tried to get their hoverboards on a plane. I promise you, it wasn't just Russell Crowe. I promise you he's not the only person that's tried to do this in Australia.
But Andrew, I'd love your listeners who've had the similar situation to ring up and just see how they were handled.
Yeah.
And you might cast the net the breadth of the network, and I don't think you're going to find too many people. And you've got a lot of people who could afford to buy their indulged children hoverboards, but I think they handled it appropriately. Just that the man, he's exploiting his position of fame, and to me, does him little credit. A bit of humility would have helped his cause.
He has copped it, that's for sure, on social media.
But now everybody does know that they can't go on board, so community service performed. Neil, thanks so much for your time. Neil Hansford, Chairman of Strategic Aviation Solutions. You're on 2UE Breakfast with Bill Woods and Angela Bishop. And do you feel sorry for Russell Crowe? Have you been in a similar situation? Did you try to take the hoverboards on a plane? We'd love to know. 13 13 32.